Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. And it's such a pleasure to talk today with Bishop David O'Connell, Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Bishop, it's wonderful to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Bishop O'Connell, you're leading a retreat for priests in regard to Unbound, and you've been a supporter of the Unbound ministry that was developed by Neil Lozano and Heart of the Father Ministries. Can you share with us a little bit about Unbound and then also your connection with it?
Well, Unbound, I think, is a gift from God to us in the church and our society and our world right now. In the scriptures, Jesus talks about the steward going back into the treasures under his responsibility and finding the old treasures and the new treasures and figuring what we need right now. And this is the treasure that was given to the church, which is the treasure of the liberating power of Jesus Christ that was given to us, because Jesus himself knew that so many people were suffering terribly because of the unclean spirits, the evil spirits that come into their lives because of their own sin or the sins of others against them.
So how do they take a step forward? What's a direction that our listeners can go to find this kind of freedom and joy in their lives?
Well, there's, of course, we have to give a great deal of credit to Neil Lozano that he has put together this healing process, bringing together the best treasures of our Catholic faith and of the best treasures from our faith in Jesus Christ, transmitted to us in our beautiful Catholic faith. So, if there's nobody around you who can do this ministry with you, you could begin to study his books. And I guess I can give a plug for Neil Lozano.
Please,
here,
absolutely.
And the Unbound ministry and these books that he has, or just look up Neil Lozano and Amazon and Unbound. He's about four or five books at this stage.
Yes,
and they're wonderful. And you could look at those. Maybe even give a gift to your priest or even your bishop in order to, that they will, I'm sure they'll be delighted to see that such a beautiful gift available to us. And there's no mystery in it, really. That's the other beautiful thing about the Unbound ministry. There's no mystery. It's putting together very much. Maybe I can explain just quickly.
Absolutely.
What it's all about, because people, I'm sure, are thinking, well, how can I have this? And I would say, even, you know, when they're displaying different skills, they say to people, don't do this at home. You know, I'm an expert. Don't do this at home. But actually, you can actually do this at home for yourself.
Yes. Amen.
You know? So, because the first step is, and even as you're listening to this, my brother or sister, you may want to even just take a note or something, because I think it's a very simplified version of it. But first of all, the first step is put your life completely under the authority of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
No matter what pain you've been in for all these years, no matter what suffering you're in right now, no matter how broken you are, no matter how much you feel under the influence of sin in your life, how difficult your family situation is or that agony you're carrying, the first step in having that new life is to put your life under the authority of Jesus Christ, who loves you beyond all understanding and who has a plan for your life of beautiful, that you also finally have some joy and peace in your life. Doesn't want you to suffer anymore under the weight of your own sin or the weight of what you've suffered because of the sins of others. And that basically is the first step. That in so many ways is the most important step of all, of course, for all of life, for that new life, if you want it. is to put your life under the authority of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I love you, I receive you into my heart. I put my life under your authority. Say to Jesus, like in the Divine Mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. I put my family under your authority. Put my marriage under your authority. And then just ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sins, which we do every time we come to Mass. We ask the Lord to, and we have time to go to confession. But you can ask the Lord, please forgive me for my sins, and I put my life under your authority. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I trust in you. That's your first step, and that's the first key. And the second key, very simply, is forgive the people who have hurt you. You may not even be able to forgive them, and you may not, but say the words and just say it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I forgive my father who abandoned me, or my uncle who abused me, whatever it is that you have to, or the person who betrayed me, or who led me into sin. Forgive them, and let it go, and say it. You may not be able to feel it for a long, long time. But the thing about doing it in the name of Jesus is that he gives you his ability to forgive.
Mm.
That's what we call grace. Jesus not just gives us the example of forgiving, like he did on the cross, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing, but he gives us his ability to forgive.
Mm.
That's why we have to unite ourselves to Jesus, because we can't overcome the bad spirits that take over in our lives, and we can't even forgive by ourselves. We can't remove our own anger, we can't remove our own rage or our shame or whatever it is, but Jesus can do it. But he will give you his ability to forgive. That grace will flow into your heart when you say these words in the name of Jesus. That's the second key. Very simple, very beautiful. And these are all part of our Catholic faith, except what the gift Neil Lozano has done is put them together for us in this beautiful process. So the third step then is, say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of self-hate. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of addiction. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of pornography. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of abortion. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of death. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of self-hate. So you can anything that's oppressing you, you can just cast it out in the name of Jesus. And then the fourth step is, fourth key is, you stand on your authority as a baptized child of God. You have authority. The unclean spirits have to obey you because you're standing on the authority of your baptism. I say to people, by my authority as Roman Catholic Bishop, I cast out, rebuke these bad spirits that have taken over in your life. Priest can do it in the name of by my authority as a priest, an ordained priest, an ordained deacon, you can do it. But all of us, the most powerful power of all is that we are united to Christ in baptism. That's the fundamental power and authority, the authority of our authority as baptized children of God. And then you might just add, St. Michael the Archangel, place a barrier of protection around me, and our Blessed Mother, cover me with your mantle of protection, hide me from these evil spirits. And you can actually address the unclean spirits in your life and say to them, I command you to leave me. You have no authority over my life. I am under the authority of Jesus. And fifth is just even put your hand on your forehead, on your head, and say, I receive the blessing of God the Father upon me, the blessing of his great love for me, and I receive his love and his forgiveness and his peace and his joy and all the gifts he has wanted to pour into my heart from the very beginning of my life. And I receive them now, and I hold them close. Amen.
Beautiful, Bishop O'Connell.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners were taking some notes as you recommended.
Or even saying the prayers. Yeah, but for me to even start off with this, I needed somebody to help me with it and to go through the interview with me about my life and where might this have come from. But it's a beautiful ministry. I think it's what I have now in my region. my ministry is that I have some beautiful people who've taken this to their prayer groups and to their parish leaders, and we're training people in this ministry. And they are doing, the lay people can do this ministry too. Like I said, they have the authority of their baptism.
Amen. Bishop O'Connell, could you give us a little blessing?
Yeah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for dying and rising for us. We thank you for that gift of liberation that you want to give. We thank you for your plan for each one of your beautiful, precious sons and daughters to experience the joy and peace and hope that comes from your liberation and your new life. And we ask you to help all those who are listening to experience that love and peace and joy and liberation. Help them to be set free so they can truly become a new creation that you want them to be. So may Almighty God bless each one of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bishop David O'Connell, thank you so much for taking the time.